Evan.
And I'm Lincoln, and we are students in grade 6 at Trinity College School in Port Hope.
And we are interviewing Tammy Staples from the Port Hope Police Station.
We decided to interview Tammy because
police don't just arrest bad people, they also help the community in a lot of different ways. Like,
they help set up community events.
They go to schools and teach about safety.
And they will help the community whenever they need it.
Now let's go and hear what Tammy has to say. Hi, Tammy. Can you tell us what your job is?
My job is a community service officer. So I do a lot of community work. I do a lot of seniors. I work a lot with the students in schools. And every day is a different day. Every day is a different challenge. And when you work with so many different kinds of people and different ages and different genders, and every day has a different story. And every day I'm quite proud of my job. I'm quite pleased of the job I do. And I always try to put on a happy face.
Sounds like she is saying that they help the community in a lot of different ways.
And she's always on the job doing something with the community. How'd you get this job in Port Hope?
When I first came to Port Hope, I was originally a ambulance dispatcher. I worked for Durham EMS, and there was an opening at Port Hope Police as a dispatcher. So I looked for some extra hours, and I worked part-time in Port Hope Police as a dispatcher. And once an opening came on for a police officer, a road officer, I applied, and I got the position.
What's a story from your career that you still remember now?
I'm going to say the most recent one, and I look back on how all the town came together to support, would have been the Wellington Street apartment fire, on how all the community partners and all the community services, the local town, the local businesses, the local people, everyone came together to help support and help people that had lost their home, which was the apartment fire, and how great everybody worked together and supported each other.
What are some services that your station does for the community?
We do a lot of stuff. So we also have a police association. So there's the Port Hope Police and then the Police Association. So the Port Hope Police, we do a lot of volunteering. We do a lot of support. We help out. We do cots, kids, and fishing. And the association helps supply some hot dogs and some great fun for the kids for the day. And the police officers come out. We do the fall fair. We have a booth at the fall fair.
So Tammy is saying that she was an ambulance dispatcher and she would work for the Durham EMS. Then she came to Port Hope and wanted to be a police officer.
Oh, wow. I never knew that.
We do the candlelight walk. Basically, if someone asked us to help support, we'd find a way.
Tammy and the police do a lot of community outreach, like they do the candlelight walk, fall fair, and if someone asked for help, they could help.
Oh, wow. I never knew the police did this. This is so cool. Why do people assume that you eat donuts?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. Maybe because officers go grab coffee at Tim Hortons or Starbucks? I don't know. I don't like donuts. I like cookies.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, and we hope you learned something new about the police.
Thank you, Tammy Staples, for letting us interview you, and we learned a lot of new things about the police.
We really appreciate that we got to interview you.
The police are very important people in our community, and they do a lot more things than we thought.
They also help our community in a lot of ways. That's all. See you next time.
Bye.